Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. You have one of those stories to share? Send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Chris Kaufman, who is the general manager of Daryl's Car Audio. And Chris, right off the bat, multiple locations for you guys.
Yeah, we've got two locations. We've got one in West Seneca on Union Road, and then we've got one in Depew up on Dick Road.
And how long have either been around?
Daryl's Car Audio started in 1992, so it's been around for quite a while.
And among the popular services, I'm guessing work regarding radios and speakers.
Well, you know, it's in the name, so we kind of have to do that, right?
Right, yeah.
So we do radio replacements, speaker replacements. Remote starters is another thing that we are very well known for. We do boats, motorcycles, custom boxes. You know, people come in with their ideas, and we kind of make dreams happen with that. We do window tinting, a lot of electronic wiring. You got questions about electronics in your car, we're a good place to start asking questions.
Well, I wanted to start with the custom boxes. Are we talking like the beds in the back of pickup trucks, or are we talking literally the back of any vehicle?
Oh, the back of any vehicle. I just got finished with a C6 Corvette where I put subwoofers and two amplifiers in the back, all painted trim panels and, kind of neat shapes and lights and all kinds of fun stuff back there. So, and that's, you know, obviously that's a high-end sort of far off dream car setup, but you know, we've got subwoofers and stuff that'll fit underneath your seat, so we can make anything sound a little bit better.
And I'm very much uninitiated in this because I've always stuck to four wheels. When it comes to audio for a motorcycle, how do they hear it? How do they plug in?
So a lot of the new Harleys, that's one of the more common motorcycles that we get questions about. They come with full fairings. They've got radios in them. They've got speakers in them. So a lot of what I do with those is replace the lackluster factory systems. I replace radios in them. I can retune the new radios and the new bikes that have some weird crossovers. Any Harley guy will know what I'm talking about if they've looked into the audio there. I've got all the stuff to retune those. I've got kits that actually will allow me to replace the speakers inside the fairings, inside the tour packs, inside the bags in the back, and give you a way better sound. You know, there's nothing better than going 70 miles an hour and actually hearing the music, you know. Annoying the other guys with you is always a good time, too.
Sure, especially if one of them's listening to rock and the other's listening to country. That may not mix too well.
When you're yelling over, you know, turn it down. That means I've done my job right.
Absolutely. The window tinting process, does this require disassembling the entire window panel, the window pane, or does the window stay in?
The window stays in the car. I do window tint a little bit different than most people do. I actually take door panels off in the vehicles. It allows me to get a little bit lower into the window, so I have less issues with anything catching and peeling. I also heat seal on my windows. So where a lot of places don't roll your window up for 2 weeks. When you leave Daryl's, after the window tint's done, you can roll your windows up and down that day. So that's kind of a nice thing. It also allows me to get a much closer, tighter edge to the window. So when you roll them down, you don't see that huge gap along the top. So just a little bit extra I try to put into the window tint there.
New York State have specific rules, regulations regarding the tinting?
Oh, very specific. I would always recommend, and I always try to say this, check with your inspection station. There are inspection limitations on the safety inspection. That being said, I do a lot of customers where I put it on for the year and take it off so they can get the inspection, and I put it back on again. You know, it's up to each individual customer, and it's something we explain with every customer that comes in for a window tint, that you may not pass inspection with this, that, you know, there's a bunch of different rules, and it's a little complicated.
Yeah, and when someone wants to do the tinting, they generally don't just tint one window. It's pretty much all the windows on the vehicle?
I can do anything they want. A lot of people will do just the back window. If you have a particularly large back window and you got little kids sitting back there and you want to keep some of the heat off, It's a great thing to tint the back window, and that's perfectly legal in any vehicle. When you start getting into some of the side windows and stuff, it gets a little bit more complicated on the legal side of things. But, you know, that being said, wouldn't be the first time I've done it, and it's up to the customer at that point to decide how far they want to go with everything. I got multiple shades, so you don't have to go, you know, completely blacked out limo tint. You can do something a little more reasonable.
Right, and that was the other thing I was going to ask, because I don't want to necessarily go straight to the nefarious means kind of reasoning for having a tinting. You just mentioned heat, but also I'm thinking maybe some people have like some kind of vision issue where they need the extra sunlight protection to see out front as they're driving.
There are certain medical conditions that are recognized by New York State, and you can get an exemption through the DMV. I don't really know a whole lot about that whole process, but yeah, it's, I mean, imagine, you know, you walk around putting sunglasses on outside, you're doing the same thing for your car. So it allows you to kind of dim everything out a little bit, so it's not quite as horrifically glaring, so especially if you have a medical condition.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. General Manager Chris Kaufman of Daryl's Car Audio joining us, and I know we've kind of gone far afield from car audio, but just to point out all the other things that you guys do at your two locations, Union Road, West Seneca, and Dick Road in Depew. As far as the radios go, it used to be just the AM, FM, if you were lucky, a cassette player. If you were really lucky, maybe an A-track. We've gone well past that. So what kind of challenges do you have in just making sure car audio systems work these days?
You know, one of our biggest things nowadays is integrating into a factory stereo system. A lot of the newer vehicles are coming with humongous screens. The heaters and air conditioning controls are all built into it. So one of the new things we've gotten into is this integration, the idea of integration, using your factory radio and then putting it through a signal processor so that we can get better, cleaner sound, and then we can run it into amplifiers, and we can get into things like time alignment, so it sounds like the guy singing is actually in front of you, not just four separate speakers all over the car. The signal processing allows me to adjust equalizers, allows me to get a flat signal. That's one of the things a lot of people don't know about factory stereos. There's things called crossovers. And what they do is they limit the frequencies going to each of the speakers. So by allowing me to get a signal processor in there, I can eliminate a lot of that stuff so that I can then control and give you better sound inside your car. So by the time I've upgraded amplifiers and speakers, done the signal processing and everything, I can improve the sound in pretty much any car.
What about CarPlay and Android Auto? How do those things fit into what you do?
Those are new source technology, basically. You know, instead of getting into trying to get, you know, you talked about AM, FM, 8-tracks. Well, 8-tracks are long gone. Now CDs are pretty much the way of the dinosaur. So this allows Apple and Android to run a lot of the phone functions right through your radio. So it gives you like an actual like app that you would run. So if you're doing like the radio.com app, which you guys are going to be very familiar with, it would allow you to run whatever station on the radio.com right through your radio. It uses your data stream instead of trying to do AM, FM. So you're actually going to get a better signal, and it's going to run directly through your radio. It'll also do, it'll read your text messages. There's some pretty cool things with that. Yeah, Spotify, Pandora, all of that stuff will play through there. Maps, that's another huge portion. It's a nice way to get into pseudo navigation. It's not quite a full navigation system, but it'll allow your Google Maps to run right on the screen. It'll do all your voice turn-by-turn directions and everything right over your radio without having to go all the way to doing a complete navigation system.
So Chris, having said all that, you still have to have a grounding in the old school techniques, right? Because from time to time, you're going to have a customer with an older vehicle that has all the original stuff we mentioned, the old AM, FM tuner.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, the wiring and the base of it is still the same stuff. You still have speaker wires. You got positive and negatives. You got, you know, constants and ignitions that, you know, that's where we get into sort of the behind the scenes stuff is, you know, how do you find wires? How do you run wires in a car? And it's all, you know, it's all a little more technical on that side, but it's a lot of patience on our end and trying to, we as Daryl's Car Audio do what we can do to make sure that when your car leaves, it doesn't look like somebody just hacked a bunch of stuff into your car. You know, we hide wires. We run wiring through factory door boots with factory wiring so that we're not, you know, you don't have to be embarrassed and it doesn't look like a, you know, your cousin from two cities over hooked up your system and there's wires all over the floor and stuff. So we hide everything. We take our time. We make sure everything looks good before you head out the door. So
when you have a customer come in, and I can't say there's a typical customer because every customer wants something different, but is there a generalization? Do people mostly come in to try to boost what they already got factory given to them in their automobile, like for whatever reason, like bigger speakers, bigger woofers, tweeters, that sort of thing?
Yeah, upgrade.
Does that even apply anymore, woofers and tweeters?
Absolutely. And it's funny. That's the same terminology still applies. The technology's changed a little bit and just what you can get out of any individual setup. But yeah, upgrade is really what everything we do is about. You know, we want your bike to sound better. We want your boat to sound better. You know, we even do truck accessories. Want it to look better too. Window tint, a lot of people do that for making their vehicle look better. So upgrade is really the right way to go about everything we do. As far as, you know, how that all works, it just depends on the customer and what they're looking to do. A lot of the questions we get now are, how can I make it sound better? And it's a kind of a loaded question coming into it, and it's trying to figure out what that customer actually wants. A lot of times it's a little bit more bass. You want to feel the music and not necessarily just, you know, sound like your little Bluetooth speaker. You know, you go to a concert, you feel it. You know, you have all those speakers. You want to kind of feel that inside of your car too. And a lot of times it's a subwoofer. Sometimes it's amplifying a factory setup so that all of those speakers are louder. Sometimes it's trying to clean it up with some digital signal processing. So there's a bunch of different things, and it depends on the customer. So.
Now, is the easiest thing to make an appointment? Because you don't really do consultation work. You're probably too busy at the shop working on other customers, I'm assuming.
We've got guys up front to handle most of that stuff. As far as that goes, stop in or call. Everything starts there. And that's, you know, every vehicle at the end of the day, we want it to come through the shop. We also want to sell you stuff over the counter. If you want to do this stuff yourself, I got no problem with that. You know, swing by, pick our brains a little bit. You know, we're not trying to, you know, be elitist or anything like that. So I'd rather give some advice rather than fix a problem down the road. And, you know, it just becomes a bit more of a headache after that. So
for Daryl's Car Audio, what kind of hours you work during the week?
We are there 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
And that goes for both locations?
Both locations.
Cool. Anything else that we left out? I mean, pretty extensive stuff you do. We mentioned the radio and speaker replacement, window tinting, remote starters, which is a big key for those of us here in this city, especially in the winter.
All remote starters are huge.
Anything audio, as you mentioned, not just cars, but boats and motorcycles too.
Absolutely.
And those custom boxes that I was so fixated with at the top.
Well, you know what? Those are the pretty ones. That's when it gets really fun. But, you know, if you don't know what to do, what to upgrade on your car, and you're looking for something better, stop by, talk to us. You know, a lot of people now are keeping their cars a little bit longer. New cars are expensive. You know, you can spend a little bit of money and make your car that's 5 years old sound better. You're going to be a lot happier with it than just going and spending a ton more money on a brand new vehicle sometimes. So it's a good option to, you know, keep things fresh and really help you enjoy your commute to work every day.
Yeah, right. Because sometimes it can be a little longer than others, especially with construction season upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris, nice to make your acquaintance. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Chris Kaufman, General Manager, Daryl's Car Audio. Two locations, West Seneca on Union Road and then Dick Road in Depew. Daryl'sCarAudio.com on the web. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.